From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Late on Thursday, U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said the United States is focused on diplomacy with North Korea, but that it's his responsibility to have military options ready.
Right now, Secretary Tillerson, Ambassador Haley, you can see the American effort is diplomatically led. It has diplomatic traction. It is gaining diplomatic results. And I want to stay right there right now. The tragedy of war is well enough known. It doesn't need another characterization beyond the fact that it would be catastrophic.
This is in contrast to U.S. President Donald Trump as he stiffened his resolve against North Korea on Thursday, saying that if Pyongyang initiates warfare, quote, things will happen to them they never thought possible. Further adding to the tension, President Trump tweeted, quote, military solutions are now fully in place, locked and loaded, should North Korea act unwisely. North Korea had announced a plan to launch ballistic missiles towards the American territory of Guam. All this, as a leaked U.S. intelligence report suggests, that North Korea now has the technology to successfully build warheads small enough and light enough to fit inside intercontinental ballistic missiles. China has expressed strong dissatisfaction Friday after a U.S. warship sailed near an artificial island in the disputed South China Sea. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said the ship had violated international law, undermined Chinese sovereignty and security, and endangered the safety of frontline personnel. U.S. officials say the military will continue to sail, fly, and operate wherever permitted by international law. From Washington, this is VOA News. Voters in Kenya are awaiting the announcement Friday of the winner of the nation's presidential election. The vote marks opposition leader Raila Odinga's second attempt in 4 years to defeat President Uhuru Kenyatta. Odinga is criticizing the vote as being flawed, this despite the opinion of a panel of international observers. Thabo Mbeki is head of the African Union Elections Observer Mission.
You can say that the processes, as we're able to observe, up to and including the counting of the votes at the polling stations and their transmission to the IEBC and so on, met the standards set by Kenya and the AU for the conduct of democratic elections.
Early results released by the Electoral Commission so far show Kenyatta with a 9-point lead. The opposition is rejecting those results as fraudulent. U.S. President Donald Trump brushed off Russian leader Vladimir Putin's decision to expel hundreds of U.S. diplomatic personnel from Russia, saying the move would save the U.S. significant money. Trump told reporters Thursday that Putin actually helped out.
I want to thank him because we're trying to cut down on payroll. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm very thankful that he let go of a large number of people because now we have a smaller payroll. There's no real reason for them to go back. So I greatly appreciate the fact that they've been able to cut our payroll for the United States. We'll save a lot of money.
The White House did not immediately comment on the president's remarks. Trump has been criticized for not appearing to take a tough stance against Russia. Migrants from Syria, Yemen, and Haiti who fled war and poverty for the United States are now leaving in droves for a new life in Canada. Canadian authorities say around 1,500 asylum seekers crossed into Quebec in July alone. Brenda Shanahan is a Canadian lawmaker.
It's not a free ticket for refugee status, not at all. And we would actually like to make that very clear, that regardless of what people are reading on social media and so on, crossing the border here does not guarantee an automatic entry.
Authorities say the determination of refugee status is done on a case-by-case basis. The commander of Somalia's custodial corps, General Hussein Hassan Osman, has survived an apparent assassination attempt inside Mogadishu's central prison, security sources have told VOA's Somali service. VOA Somali later contacted Osman, who said he did not want to comment on the attack. Witnesses say a man ran after the commander when he stepped out of his car on his way to a mosque inside the prison. A security guard intercepted the suspect, forcing the attacker to detonate a suicide vest, killing the soldier and wounding three others. This is VOA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.